Fred Film Radio, BFI, London Film Festival, United Kingdom.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2016 BFI London Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director and screenwriter Milind Daimade and Varun Shah, producer, of You Are My Sunday. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hi everyone, and thanks for having us on. Really glad to be here.
Hi guys, really excited to be on Fred. So let's go on with the question.
We're excited to have you. Well, the first one is kind of a simple one, although some people hate to answer it. But if you could just tell our listeners just shortly a little bit about the story of the film.
So the film is about five guys who are friends in Mumbai. And in the crowded city of Mumbai, they have this one every Sunday ritual where they all come together to play football at this place called Juhu Beach, which is one of the few open spaces left here. And for them, this thing is not just about football, it's just about the bonding and about escapism from their everyday lives. And one Sunday, there's a senile old man who just comes and joins in the game. He kicks the ball and it hits a big political lady who's there, and there's a ban put on playing football, and now these guys have to find a place to play football in Mumbai. But more than that, it's about, the journey is about their life and how each one has to deal with their own personal spaces.
Yeah, and let's talk about that theme actually. How did you get the idea to develop that theme and put it in your film?
So there were two things. One is, I have a friend who, this is slightly inspired by somebody who really has a team called the Juhu Beach United team, which plays every Sunday at Juhu Beach. And he's like a football evangelist. He tries to catch everyone and gets them to play football. And it just struck me one day, and I know this guy for a while, it just struck me, what will happen to him if he can't play football for any reason? And that I thought would just kill him. And so that was one thing which started the whole thing off. But also it was, I started writing this, I wanted to put the things which have happened in my life. And the kind of friends I've had. For me, friends mean a lot because I've been through a lot of most hardest times in my life, my friends have really been there for me. And so I thought it would be great to combine these two themes. One is, of course, Mumbai, where I come from, and this theme of friendship. And I wanted to put stories from my life. So most of the stories you'll see, or most of the things you'll see, are really true. They either happened to me, or I've heard them happen to somebody else.
Oh, very good.
And so I just mished them together, put them together to make this whole story.
Oh, right. So, and you believe in comedy being able to talk about themes that are a little less, more serious.
Yes, I think India is a culture where you're taught not to be honest, or you can't be open straight away. And so we learn to say what we have to say through comedy, through humor, you know. And I think humor, and it's a forte in Indians. I think we're very good at, especially sarcasm sometimes, but we're very good at comedy, and we're very good at saying things in a lighter veins and yet making a point.
Before we talk about more a little about the story of the film, I'd like to ask you, was it a difficult film to make, to get done?
It was difficult to get funded. I mean, we tried to, when we were trying to see how to get this film made through, let's say, the legitimate channels, you know, studios and that kind of thing, and we found that very difficult, and we found a lot of hurdles there. Eventually, we decided to put our own money, and when we said that's what we want to do, then things just started falling in place. We actually had friends and relatives helping us, we had people pitching in, and once it started, it was amazing. It was a really smooth ride. But and I'm glad on hindsight we did it on our own and we didn't do it through.
How did the collaboration between the two of you start?
Fundamentally, I was in advertising for a long time. I had a very big career in advertising, and it's only I wanted to make films. And that was my actually ultimate aim. So I quit advertising and without any plan. And so I was wondering what I'm going to do now with my life. And then somebody said, "Why don't you direct commercials and maybe you'll make money that way?" And so I started making commercials, and but we realized that that's not going to help. And I started writing. And then we realized that the only way we could do something is make money on our own and start our own production house. And then we could put that money we make through advertising, we put it into making films and stuff like that. So we started our own production house in 2010. And so 2011, we had this young boy called Varun who had come back from New York Film Academy some years back. And he did one project with us. And we really liked him. And so we were thinking, we should do something with this boy and whatever it is. And then, something happened where one of my producers had to leave. And we said then we should make Varun our producer. And that's how we actually came together.
So we started the company with the whole idea of making commercials, and we were producing commercials for the last 3-4 years. So all the money that we saved up, we've put against making this film, ultimately. So the ultimate dream was to try and move away from advertising and do all the other avenues of visual storytelling that exists, you know. So be it feature films or doing something else.
It was a lot of hard work to get this film done, and it took a while to get them enough money to put it together.
So it's a non-traditional independent film, so where you particularly probably make a film and say 500,000, so this is exceeds that budget. But we were clear where we want to spend the money and how we want to spend it. So, you know, trying to put that together and really justify that cost against the kind of film that we were going to make. But we are clear that we wanted to preserve the creative thought behind making the film. So that we didn't want to compromise on.
Very good. The final question is dedicated it to the cast. There's fantastic actors in this film. Can you tell us a little bit about how you found them and how you worked with them? Because there's quite a few characters in the lead.
So that's an amazing thing. Actually, so when we said, okay, we're going to make this film. One of the things Varun and me discussed is if we don't get the right actors, we're not going to make this film. It was as clear as that. And I'm very finicky about casting. For me, casting is like everything. I think a mark of any good director, I think, is just the way he casts, the way they... And so for us, I think it was just the actors. We needed real guys. We needed guys who could play as a team, you know, literally. And so we started looking for actors. And so Barun Sopti, for example, you know, was a very popular television star. And I didn't know that. So it's just that I was going on the net and looking for something, and I found this guy and I thought it was very interesting. And so I decided to meet him. And when somebody said television, I was like, okay, you know, television, and you know, I don't know. But when I met him, I was pretty impressed. And he, I think in personality, is very close to the role he plays. You know, he's pretty shy. I mean, that's pretty surprising, but he's pretty shy, he's pretty withdrawn. And I think he's like that character. So that was impressive. Shahana was somebody who had done a lot of work in India, especially independent cinema. But I think we had a Skype chat, and when I had a Skype chat with her, I realized that she is perfect for this movie. And she was very keen to do it. She was very happy that she's getting this kind of role. Then Avinash and all the guys who played the other characters, they've been part of theater, been part of something or the other. And so it took a while to find them. But we had a great casting team of casting directors, I think. Really, really, really worked with us and kind of got us the right people.
Well, casting is vital, like you said. I totally agree, and you got it spot on. Fantastic. Thanks very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking to you. Best of luck.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insight.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.